Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
In the mud and mire behind the fences is when you finally came to your senses. You said, even the servants in my father's house are better off than I am now. You didn't think he'd take you in, much less call you son again. Instead, you found a mercy so beautiful and wide that it looks beyond the foolishness to seek a wayward child. Just a father who's been waiting to put his arms around you. Oh, the anticipation, what a great celebration, for you were lost but now he's found you. There is only tender kindness shown when the prodigal comes home. Rehearsing words to beg him for forgiveness. Then down the road he saw him in the distance. As he ran to meet you face, wrapped you in his strong embrace, the acceptance in his eyes made you finally realize he will always love you, you will always be his son. A father who's been waiting to put his arms around you. Oh, the anticipation, what a great celebration. You were lost, but now he's found you. There is only rejoicing.
Jesus, my Savior, shelter me safe in your arms so strong. Jesus, my Savior, you are my hiding place.
Invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Jesus,
every day I find my heart is closer drawn. He's fairer than the glory of the golden purple dawn. He's all my fancy pictures in his fairest dreams and more. Each day he grows so sweeter than he was the day before. The heart cannot be fancied on this silent holy shore.
His glory broke upon me when I saw him from afar.
He's fairer than the lily, brighter than the morning star.
He fills and satisfies my longing spirit o'er and o'er and o'er and o'er.
Each day he grows still sweeter.
Sometimes heavy, but he comes with sweet relief. He folds me to his bosom when I droop with blighting grief. I love the Christ who all my burdens in his body bore. Each day he grows still sweeter than he was the day before.
The half cannot be fancied on the silent golden shore.
Oh, there the beast is sweeter than he ever was before, than he ever was before.
The half cannot be fancied on the golden shore.
Oh, there the beast is sweeter than he ever was before, than he ever was before.
Oh, there he'll be still sweeter.
God, I come.
come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And I'm welcomed with open arms, praise God, just as I am. Praise God, just as I am.
Lord, I give my life to you. Take control each day.
Kingdom.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled God's Miracle Envelope. Matthew chapter 6 verse 8 says, "For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him." As treasurer of the church I attend, members often mailed their contributions to the church through their bank to my home address. I then turned these checks to the church for recording purposes. Near the end of December 2013, a check was sent to me from a member. I had some other envelopes to mail and put them all in my purse to be mailed or taken to the church as was needed. When I got to the mailbox, I forgot about the one envelope that was not to be mailed. That donation check was in the same window envelope in which it was received, and before I realised it, I had dropped all the envelopes into the mailbox. To add to my anxiety, I remembered the envelope was not sealed. It did not have a new stamp on it, and there was no way of retrieving it. When I got home, I called the post office to find out what the procedure was when they received an unstamped envelope. They informed me that it would be sent back to the local post office, and there were a lot of steps that needed to be taken before it would finally be returned to the sender. It could take weeks, they told me. As this was nearing the end of the year, the donor would need to have his or her donation included in that year's documented contributions. So I got on my knees and asked the Lord to let the check be returned to me before the end of the year so it could be recorded appropriately. Believe me, I knew the Lord could do something. I just didn't know how. Believe it or not, the next day, yes, the next day, when I went to my mailbox to get our mail, there, in the mail for that day, was the envelope I had put into the post office box the day before. Why it was not returned to the address from which it was originally sent, since that was the only address on the envelope, I can only believe God heard and answered my prayer in a most mysterious way. A reflection associated with this story comes from Steps to Christ, page 93. Prayer is the opening of the heart to God, as to a friend. Not that it is necessary in order to make known to God what we are, but in order to enable us to receive Him. Prayer does not bring God down to us, but brings us up to Him. God's Miracle Envelope was written by Myrtle DiCarmo of Plantation, Florida.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Psalm 76 was written by Asaph and is for the choir director. And the theme for this psalm is the majesty of God in judgment. In Judah, God is well known. His name is exalted in Israel. In Jerusalem is His earthly home, and His presence is seen in Zion. There He splintered the enemy's arrows, and He broke into pieces their shields and their swords. You are far more glorious and majestic than the mighty snow-capped mountains, The great men of war are crushed in the battle. They have gone at last to their final rest. No more shall they do mighty things with their hands. You spoke, O God of Jacob, and the horse and the chariot were stilled in death. You, O God, are to be feared. And who is there to remain standing in your presence when your anger is aroused? You proclaimed the sentence from heaven. The earth was silent and still when God arose to deliver his verdict, to exonerate all who are oppressed. Surely praise is for you in your dealings with humanity, and you shall wrap the remnant of your wrath around you as a girdle. Make your vows to the Lord your God and ensure you pay them. Let the congregation bring gifts to him, for he deserves our reverence. He shall pierce the pride of the princes, for he is far above the majesty of earthly kings.